I'm Ryan LaCroix in the KOSU Oklahoma City studios. Every week we talk music news and new music releases with Matt Carney, the pop music columnist for the Oklahoman's entertainment magazine, Look at OKC. Hey, Matt.
Howdy, Ryan.
And this week we're also joined by the Oklahoma's entertainment editor, Nathan Poppy. Welcome, Nathan.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Matt, you're up first with an upbeat rock song that harkens back to the sounds of yesteryear.
Yeah, being a sucker for classic rock radio, I've been pleased to hear a lot of new music lately from rock bands picking through the 70s and 80s for inspiration. Stuff like Tom Petty's synthesizer sounds and John Cougar Mellencamp's big Heartland Rock arena drums. The War on Drugs, The Men, and The Pains of Being Pure at Heart have all looked to the past on new records this year, and now you can add another band, Philadelphia's Strand of Oaks, to that list. Strand of Oaks is fronted by Tim Showalter, whose first three records were broodier, simpler affairs. But on his new album, Heal, which came out late last month, he started building a bigger rock sound around his very frank and often funny lyrics, enlisting the guitar-playing talents of Jay Massis of Dinosaur Jr., who lets it rip right at the beginning of the album's first song, Gosh in 97.
That's Gosh in 97 from Strand of Oaks off their fourth album, Heal, which is available now via the record label Dead Oceans. Nathan, you've brought us the world premiere of a song from a Norman punk band.
Absolutely, yes. Welcome to Cosmostanza. And this is likely the first time you've ever heard of Norman-based band Cosmostanza, but the collegiate punk duo has been slowly climbing the local band ladder in Oklahoma City for a couple of years now. There isn't a conservatory show singer-guitarist Maxwell Moore and drummer Rainey Aboud won't play. Been lucky enough to see them open for Diarrhea Planet on three occasions. But now the duo have outdone themselves with their latest EP and rowdy rock offering titled College Days. Recorded in a basement and living room studio in the middle of Oklahoma City, Cosmostanza has upped the production value and the noise factor. It's especially apparent in Coyote, the band's first single, which is equal parts deafening and joyous. This is actually your first opportunity to hear the single, and you can find it online when College Days gets its online release on July 17th. Cassette tapes will be released later in August.
That's the song Coyote by Norman band Cosmostanza off their upcoming album College Days. And finally, Matt, you have a new remix of an older song from Disclosure.
Yeah, a year after the release of their debut record, nearly 2 years after first releasing the song, English electronic duo Disclosure have scored a legitimate hit in the American mainstream. Currently competing with the Katy Perrys and Maroon 5s near the top of the Billboard Hot 100 is a club remix of Latch, quirky little mutant strain of house music featuring the voice of the UK's most recent import, Sam Smith. When the two brothers of Disclosure first released Latch back in October of 2012, they didn't have enough money to commission fresh artwork for the single, which makes its placement at the number 11 on the Hot 100 all the more impressive, even after they got scooped up by a major label. Now with label cash and connections, it seems very likely that Disclosure could get to collaborate with their pick of singers, a prospect that should excite anybody who listened to their debut album from last year, Settle.
We'll be right back. The current issue of Look at OKC features the Oklahoma City-based photography magazine Tepsic on the cover, and you can follow Matt and Nathan on Twitter at OKMattCarney and at NathanPoppy. Thanks, fellas.
Thanks, Ryan.
Yeah, that was fun.